Proclamation number 5769, dated the September 14th, 1953. Satan bound. The new earth. The power of evil will be broken for a long time. Satan will be put into chains. A period of peace will replace the time of battle in the universe. No being of darkness will be able to oppress the people on earth. Satan himself and his followers will be bound for a long time, and people on the new earth will not loosen his restraints because they will be closely united with God and will no longer strive for anything else but him, who will then take loving care of them, both spiritually and physically. This period of peace on earth will make up for the time of indescribable adversity during the last days on this earth, which is granted to those people who are and want to remain faithful to God. It will truly be a time of battle for them, since they will be spiritually and physically persecuted and barely able to defend themselves against their pursuers, who will even threaten their lives if they refuse to submit to them. But time and again these people have been promised through seers and prophets a time of peace, a time when no one will be in danger anymore from any side, when body and soul may enjoy the wonderful works of divine love, when a blissful peace will fill their hearts through the presence of the one whom they love and for whom they have suffered. Everything will be peaceful. Creations and living beings alike will live in perfect harmony, and even the bound spiritual substance will progress and quickly surrender its resistance because it will sense the nearness of the one to whom it shall surrender again, and because people's spiritual emanations will soothingly affect the bound spirits within the creations. People will have already passed their test of will, therefore a decision will no longer be necessary on the new earth, since people will belong to God with body and soul and cannot be separated from him anymore. But everything pertaining to Satan will languish in darkness. It will be banished again into hardest matter and unable to influence the soul striving towards the light. It is to submit to God's will and will be deprived of its power for an infinitely long time. Satan himself will be weak, since everything which had supported him and his power will be bound and thus withdrawn from his influence. In the midst of his world he will be without strength, until people's wrong will once again provides him with power, but this will only happen after a long period of time, after the first generations of earth, the inhabitant of paradise, their children and children's children, have long since entered the spiritual kingdom, when a rift occurs again in the direction of the emerging generation's will. Then people will once again let themselves become captivated by material things, and through their desire will then also loosen the chains of the one who is lord of this unredeemed world. Then the state of paradise will also come to an end. The time of peace will once again be superseded by a time of battle between light and darkness, for then the struggle for people's souls will start again until another developmental period expires, yet with the result that innumerable beings will have achieved their spiritualization and Satan's power will lessen increasingly until he, too, will have to surrender one day, which, however, will still take an inconceivably long time and countless periods of salvation. Amen.